you tell me. Is that right? Can you hear me? Is it coming through? No? Hello there. Yeah? We have contact. We have liftoff. Okay. Well, pray on Sunday, a day of Sunday. And we're going to tune into that with our first hymn, All Glory, Lord and Honour to You, Redeemer and King. Sunday, as we now call it, with those crowds gathering into Jerusalem, making their way up to the temple, and just bursting into praise to Jesus. And we're going to be thinking about that, especially in the children's talk. But let's just pray for God's blessing on our service now. Father, thank you that we can gather freely as your people this morning. Thank you that we can come in the name of him who is high exalted, our Saviour, our Lord, our Jesus, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father, for the faith that you have given us. Thank you for the scriptures that you've entrusted to us. Thank you for the encouragement of being together. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, without whom we could not worship you properly. You have said that those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. Father, we don't even know how to pray as we should, apart from the Spirit's help and enabling. And so we just pray, Lord, that throughout this morning, our gathering together, we may be aware of your presence, that Lord Jesus, you have said that wherever there are two or three gathered in my name, I am among you. We remember that Easter morning when you appeared and invited your disciples to see your hands and your feet. Lord, we thank you that you are the risen, you are the high exalted one. And we pray that you would move by your Spirit this morning. We come from different places, different experiences, different situations, Lord, and you know us intimately. And we just pray that you would minister your word to us just as we need it, and that we may minister to you and worship and praise you, and that you would be glorified. So move among us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Not starting well this morning. I'm losing my voice before I've started. Hopefully it doesn't go out through the back door. Okay. So, we're going to have the children's slot now. And I would like Mary and Praise to come and join me. Could you do that? Yeah? Can you do that? Praise, can you come over here? And Mary? Be lovely. And Bren, you've got all the visual aids here in the front. Lovely, thank you. Please excuse my voice this morning. It's going well. Okay, what I'd like you to do, Mary is going to read from the Bible, aren't you? Yeah? And so is Praise. Now, I think maybe it would be better if I gave you this. All right. Well, yeah. But people don't always speak into it. So just stand there, that's lovely, okay? And so you've got Matthew chapter 21, verses 5 to 8.
Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey.
Let's add some more volume, shall we? Just start again, really.
Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road.
Okay, a very great multitude. Wow. Well, we haven't quite got that this morning, have we? But we're not doing too badly. Let's see if we can keep praise the microphone as well. Okay, praise.
The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
Thank you. I think they did really well, didn't you? Well done, Mary. Well done, praise. So, if you'd like to go back to your seats, all right, thank you. I'll get this on so that I don't lose where I am. So, why? Now, this is especially for the children, but we'll include Malcolm in this just in case he's feeling young. Why were the crowd shouting? Praise. His hand moves at the speed of light. All right? Why were the crowd shouting, praise? They didn't know who he was. Okay, right. All right, what do you think, Mary? Why were the crowd shouting? Hello there. Why were the crowd shouting? Praise? Why did they think that Jesus was the Messiah? You're right. Why would they think that? Hang on, praise. You're a one-man band here. Is anyone else awake? Right. Anyone else want to try? Perhaps we'll just include everyone. Why did they think Jesus was the Messiah? Nice and warm in here. Any ideas? I mean, did he look like a Messiah? He was riding on a donkey. That doesn't look very kingly, does it? So why do they think he was the Messiah? Ruth? Spot on! I wish I had a Mars bar for you. Spot on. Because he had done many miracles. The previous 3 years of teaching, of miraculous wonders and signs, had made them realize that Jesus was more than just a prophet, but he was the promised Messiah. Wow. Well, we've got some... What was it that the crowds were doing? They pulled down branches from the trees, yeah? Yeah? So I've got some branches here. So could the children come and take one, please? You're going to help me do some singing. Come on. Come on. Some of you feel too grown up, I know. I don't blame you. I'd have felt the same. Come on, Ella. All right. All right, Mary. Any more? I've got two more left. No, three more. I don't want to waste them. Is someone going to help me? Oh, sorry. Anyone else? Anyone else feeling like a child? Come on, Pam. Okay. I've got two more. Was it three more? Come on then, Bryn. Your brother's trying to pretend he's not here. Come on, you're not like getting off. Right. I can't do this one and play the guitar. Who's this one for? Thank you. Right, well, we're going to be... what was the word that they sang in their song? What was it? It was sing Hosanna, yeah? Is that what it was? What do you think, Amy? Was it sing Hosanna? So we're going to walk round in a moment, but we'll learn the song first. It goes like this. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Now, what they did was they're walking up into the temple area, is that right? Yeah? So we've got to walk up, we're going to walk up that way, and all the way around back, and you can join in as well, but the young people are going to give us the lead, all right? And it's really easy, yeah? Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. That's it, you got it in one. Are you ready? Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me praising. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me singing. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Hooray, praise the Lord. Well done. Okay, have a seat. You can keep those, by the way. Where are we? Okay, and we're going to have a couple of songs from the screen. Lord, I lift your name on high. I better make sure that I'm ready as well. 314. Where are we? Okay. So, another Palm Sunday song. So, imagine the atmosphere, and we are praising the Lord, aren't we? So that's what we do. Okay? I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praise. So glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave. Amen. Stay standing because we've got another song. You are the Prince of Peace. Jesus reigns. Well, we don't see that right now, do we? And the crowds were singing about something they thought was going to happen immediately. But actually, what they didn't realize was it was going to happen in two ways. First of all, Messiah would reign secretly in the hearts of people. And then the great appearing of the glorified Lord Jesus Christ would come. We're waiting for that. When the earth will be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. So we're in that period when Messiah's reign is that invisible reign over our lives in our hearts. But we're anticipating, we're looking forward to the time when he will visibly reign. And it's so vital that he is reigning in your heart now. Because if he isn't, then when Messiah comes, you will not be part of that new kingdom. And if you are, if he is reigning in your heart now, you will be part of the kingdom, the coming kingdom, because it's already in you now. Very simple. So it's present. His kingdom is both present secretly, and it will be visible in the future. Let's allow Jesus to reign in your hearts. I gave my life to Jesus when I was about 13. One of our sons gave his life to Jesus when he was 4 and a half. My mother gave her life to Jesus when she was 80. Right? It can happen any time. But when you know that God is saying, I want to come into your life and change you from the inside out, you make sure you let him in. Well, it's time for the children to go to their groups. Or do you want to have the notices first? Yeah? And then at least the Sunday school teachers know what's happening. Well, congratulations to everybody for being here and not forgetting to move your clock forward. Just waiting to see who arrives at 12 o'clock. It's so embarrassing, isn't it? We've done it once before. And you think, I'll never let that happen again. There we are. Sanjeev, you're going to bring a Bible reading, please. And in case you think he's got the wrong reading, this is deliberately connecting with the Transfiguration, the account of the Transfiguration. All right? So thank you.
17:1-7,
isn't it? It is, yes.
So it's Matthew chapter 17. I rushed down a bit. 1-7. And you'll find that on page 984 in your Bible. The Transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here, if you wish. I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them. And a voice from the cloud said, This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid.
We're going to sing number 305. We haven't done this one already, have we? Hope not. So we're focusing on the majesty, the greatness of the Lord Jesus in these songs. So Jesus shall take the highest honour.
I'm reading from Colossians chapter 1, from verse 15 to 20. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was so pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him he reconciled to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
Sometimes when we're doing a Bible reading, we either add a word or leave out a word. And Bull added a word there, and I'm glad you added it, actually, because you added the word, God was so pleased, all right, which actually isn't there, but, you know, it's great. I'm glad you added that word. You know, in John 3:16, God so loved the world. And that little word, so, it's like a magnifying glass on the verse. Not just God loved the world, but God so loved the world. And what Paul went, God was so pleased that all his glory should be in Jesus, in his Son. And we need to capture a fresh understanding, but more than understanding. We need to catch a fresh vision of the majesty of Jesus. And that's why we had the reading of the Transfiguration that David was preaching on last week. Those disciples were absolutely floored by the vision of the transfigured Jesus. That outshining of the glory and the majesty that eternally was the Lord's. But you know, even what they saw wasn't the full package. Because if they had seen Jesus in all his glory, their physical bodies could not have handled it. They would have died. That's it. No one can see God and live. Is your God too small? How big is your God? How big is Jesus to you? We'll think about that through this morning. Let us pray. For all honor and blessing and power belongs to you, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, eternally one with the Father and the Spirit. We are not worthy to utter your name, to sing your praise, or to draw near to you. My God, how wonderful you are. Your majesty so great. God Almighty, we bow before you this morning. And thank you that if the whole earth had exploded into praise 2,000 years ago on that Palm Sunday, even that would not have been sufficient. Thank you that there is a day coming, as it were pictured in the book of Revelation, when every creature, every tongue, everything in all creation is going to bless and praise you. Lord, we long for that day. And we long to be part of that gathering. We long to live our lives, Lord, to your praise now, rather than just wait until the coming of Christ. And Father, we pray that your Spirit would move among us today, this morning and this evening, and that you would give us yourself, not simply words, Lord, but power. The opening of blind eyes, the unstopping of deaf ears, the warming of lukewarm hearts and cold hearts, fanning us into a flame. Oh Lord, give us yourself today, we pray. And Father, we pray too for the precious children and young people in their group. Pray, Lord, your blessing upon them. Thank you for those who teach them week by week. Let your Spirit be upon that meeting. And may those children not simply learn about you, but may they know you. May they, young as they are, be born again of the Holy Spirit and live to your glory in a world that is so antagonistic to faith in Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for the open-air witness that we had yesterday morning. And we pray that some of those who received the leaflet or who heard or saw the witness will come along here or go on the internet and find something that is good and profitable that will point them to Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would bring fruit from that testimony yesterday. And as we leaflet the Beavers Estate tomorrow and other parts around here, we pray, Lord, that there may be an effective sowing of the seed through those leaflets that will bring about a harvest for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for all the missionary interests that we have in Hounslow West. Thank you for the London City Mission and Dada and his ministry at King's Cross. And Lord, we just thank you for the whole of the London City Mission and all those mission halls and missionaries placed in churches. Thank you for the way the gospel is being offered to tens of thousands of people around the capital. And our God, we pray the working of your Spirit in and through London City Mission. Thank you, Lord, for the chaplains who go out down in Eastbourne and try to hold people back from that terrible step of suicide. Lord, we pray to you for the ministry down there, and that not only would people be rescued from physical death, but from spiritual death as well, and that they would find life through faith in Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for the fellowship of churches that we belong to. Thank you for Cranford and for Hounslow Evangelical and Feltham Evangelical and Hayestown Chapel and one or two others I can't bring to my mind. Lord, we just commit to you this fellowship of churches that we're in. Father, we need your Spirit to revive us. And we pray that over this Easter period there may be that stirring, that transforming, that changing of our affections for you, and that you would lift us to a higher level. And Father, we pray for those that we work amongst, those that we live amongst, our family, our neighbours, our colleagues, our friends. And we ask that where there are among these people who are not yet in Christ, please use us to lead them to personal faith in you. We pray, Lord, that even over this Easter period, you'd give us the privilege of pointing someone to Jesus. And now, Father, as we read your word, we pray that you would speak to us. Give us understanding, Lord, and open our hearts to know what you would say to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to remain seated for the song, Jesus, Name Above All Names, Beautiful Saviour, Glorious Lord.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior.
and to their huge anger and embarrassment, Easter Sunday, death could not keep its grip on Jesus. Because Jesus isn't little. Jesus isn't someone that we can domesticate. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. May the Holy Spirit enlarge our view of Jesus this morning. And to do that, we're going to look in the Gospel of Luke. So would you turn with me, please, to Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. So on Palm Sunday, it's an opportunity for us to look back over the life of Jesus and to look forward to what is yet to come. So this is what we're doing now. One day, as Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, the Lake of Galilee, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And he would have been teaching about the kingdom of heaven, the things that I've already been mentioning, just briefly. When he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When he had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signalled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed Jesus. I'm sure you can. Your imagination was working as I was reading that, and you can picture the crowds that were following Jesus, hungry, sort of feeding on every word that came from the mouth of Jesus. Only Jesus had the words of eternal life. Only Jesus spoke, as it puts it here, the word of God. The Pharisees spoke the law and the prophets and the Psalms. But it was just words. Jesus as the author of Scripture. Jesus as the embodiment of the gospel. Spoke the word of God because he was the word of God. And when he spoke the word of God, it penetrated. And people said, you know, never anyone spoke like this man. He has the words of eternal life. And that is still true today. Crowds have been following Jesus. And in a very deliberate and tactical way, Jesus now moves from the seashore to one of the boats, selected as Peter's boat, and gets in it and teaches the people. And having given his teaching, Jesus does something quite deliberate. I imagine there's a little bit unwritten here, because in this passage it said they've been cleaning the nets on the shore, and now it is that Jesus takes Peter in his boat to do some more fishing. Well, he would have needed his net. So I gather that he would have picked up his net before they launched out into the deep. And so off they go. Jesus says to Peter, I want us to go fishing again. And Peter, as the seasoned professional fisherman that he was, knew that this was a complete waste of time. It was absolutely ludicrous. And Jesus, you really don't know what you're doing. I've been at this job for years now, since I was a child. But, okay, because you say it, because I respect you, I'll let down the net. And you can sort of imagine the smug smile that may have been on the face of Peter as the net was let down. Peter knowing full well that having laboured all night, there wouldn't be any fish now in broad daylight. There's no way it was going to happen. And Peter was just sort of waiting for that moment he could say to Jesus, I told you so. Yeah? You ever done that when you've seen somebody doing something, you know it's going to be a failure, and you're just waiting for that polite moment when you can say, oh, I did tell you. And then something happened. The nets pulled on the boat. And they pulled hard. And they kept on pulling. And Peter was in shock. And the boat was being pulled so hard it was listing. And Peter realizes that there is a catch of fish, the like of which he has not experienced before. He can't handle it. And he shouts out, guys! Come over and help me, quickly. I'm going to capsize. And so they come over quickly. And they help. And all of them, are astonished at the catch of fish. James, John, Peter, whoever else, absolutely astonished at the catch of fish. Well, there are various ways that Peter could have responded to this. If Peter had been a very sort of greedy kind of person, he could have said to Jesus, I think you and I could go into business. I'm going to be the wealthiest fisherman around the Sea of Galilee. But he didn't do that. Instead, Peter became aware of something that he had not been aware of before. Peter was aware of his sin. Well, why? Jesus hadn't said to him, hey, Peter, you're a terrible sinner. You're an awful Jew. You don't keep the commandments. You don't do all the things that you ought to do. He hadn't been saying any of that. All that had happened was that they'd had a catch of fish. And I believe that what was happening to Peter was that Peter realized that he was in the presence of God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And you see, dear friends, when we see the majesty and the glory of Jesus, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, all our pride and our boasting and our smugness and our self-righteousness disappears. We become aware, not because he is standing there pointing the finger and condemning us, but we become aware of our sin because he is holy, because he is pure. Some of you will know the account in Isaiah, where Isaiah sees the glory of the Lord and hears the angels singing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth is full of your praises." And what does Isaiah say? He says, "Woe is me. I am a sinful man, O Lord. I dwell among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the Lord." Peter was in the presence of that one of whom the scriptures spoke, and he became aware of his sin. Have you ever experienced the majesty and the glory and the holiness and the purity of God? You see, the smaller our view of God, the greater our view of our own righteousness. Did you hear that? The smaller our view of God, the greater our view of our own righteousness. We compare ourselves with others and we think we're pretty good. I'm quite a good person. I'm not a sinner. The sinners are the ones who do the mugging, the raping, the stealing, the burglaring, the cheating. I just live quite a decent life, really. I'm not a sinner. Friends, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So that's me, and that's you. We're okay when we compare ourselves with ourselves, because we're all sinners. But when we compare ourselves with God, who is holy, 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 the best of us here is a vile sinner. That's it. The Bible says all your righteous acts are like disgusting, polluted, unclean garments to me. That's the comparison that God makes. He's not saying that to put us down. It's just the truth. And he's telling us the truth because he wants to lift us up. And you see, what happened to Peter? What did happen to Peter? He saw the glory of God in Jesus. Who else could have managed to catch those fish? Jesus was Lord of creation. Jesus was Lord of the fish in the sea. Jesus was Lord of the winds and the waves and everything. Jesus is God. And as Peter saw Jesus, he did what the only thing he could do was to kneel down and say, "Get away from me, Lord. I'm a sinner." And what does Jesus say? The grace of God is just so amazing. Jesus says to him, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." You see, when we acknowledge our sin in the face of his glory, Jesus speaks forgiveness and grace and peace. But when we come in our own righteousness, thinking that we're really pretty good, we may not be very religious, but we're actually quite decent people. And that a decent God is bound to accept us. When we come in that way, God cannot accept us. One of the old hymns says, "There's nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked I come to you for dress. Foul, disgusting, I to the fountain fly to be washed. Wash me, Saviour, or I die." And this morning, on God's behalf, I invite you to see the majesty and the glory of the one who was riding in Jerusalem on the most humble animal he could have chosen. Jesus is King, but is he your King? Jesus is Lord, but is he your Lord? Jesus died on the cross for the sin of the world. Has he died for your sin? Have you personally received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour? And if you have, what difference is it making to your life? Are you now publicly following Jesus and singing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest? Or are you just trying to keep your profile down so that no one accuses you of being a Christian and life might be a bit difficult if they knew you were a Christian? I was visiting in hospital this week, and I'm pleased to say this is about the fourth nurse that I've met there, who is very conspicuously wearing the cross to say, "I am a Christian." And I've spoken to each one of these nurses and encouraged them to continue following Jesus. Jesus is calling you today. He is calling you to come to him. Are you going to cling on to the rags of your righteousness and be lost? Or are you going to throw away the rags of your righteousness and come to Jesus, ask for his forgiveness, and hear his words? These are wonderful words of Jesus. "Do not fear." Isn't that precious? "Do not fear. Do not fear. From now on, you are to follow me." For Peter, it meant he was going to be a preacher, an apostle, an evangelist. For Gerald, he has a place of work among those who are doing highly technical things. Wilson, you have your work. And so it goes on around the room. We've all got our different calling. But Jesus is calling you where you live, where you work, where you have recreation, where you live, to be a proud follower and to sing, as it were, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest heaven. For Jesus the Messiah reigns in my life. He will give you a new song. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will never, no, never turn away." Yes, the wages of sin is death. It is death. Eternal death, eternal punishment, but the free gift of God is eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, if you have embraced that truth already, and I know many of us have, pass it on. Don't keep it to yourself. And if you have not yet embraced that truth, then will you today bow before Jesus and give your life? Let us pray. Will you confess to God your sin, your faith in Jesus Christ, your gratitude to God for the death of Jesus on the cross, for your sin? Will you confess to God your commitment to proudly follow Jesus and his teaching from today onwards? Will you receive the forgiveness of God? Receive it by faith. Whoever believes in him will not perish. The gift of God is eternal life. Will you receive forgiveness? Will you receive God's free gift of eternal life? Will you receive his gift of the Holy Spirit, without whom you cannot follow Jesus? You cannot live the Christian life without the indwelling and fullness of the Holy Spirit. Will you obey Jesus' command to be his witness to others? Will you obey his command to live a life that pleases him? Will you publicly declare your faith in baptism, declaring through that water that you are dying to yourself and rising with Christ? Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me." Just in your own, the quietness of these moments, confess your sin to the Lord. Receive his offer of forgiveness and eternal life. And commit yourself to follow Jesus. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any sinful way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. We can to sing, "O for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise." And may we use the tongue that we have to sing his praise through this week. gracious Master and my God, assist me, each one of us, to proclaim and spread throughout Hounslow the honours of your name. Blessed be your name. Send us out from here, Father, in the fullness of your Spirit. And if there are any who have not yet surrendered to you, grant them grace to do so before they leave this building. We pray in Jesus' name.